How can you keep life between the fence posts? You'll find out what that means and a key ingredient to making it happen in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. When my dad taught me how to drive, he took me out on some old country roads and let me get behind the wheel. After some instructions on how to operate the car, he gave me his summary of good driving technique. He said, "Son, just keep it between the fence posts." Most of us have experienced those times when we're driving that we get a little distracted for a moment, or maybe we momentarily doze off and suddenly realize we're a little closer to the fence post than we want. The same thing can happen in life. God has given us clear fence posts in Scripture to help us live right in the center of His will. From time to time, we find ourselves drifting outside of those boundaries and realize how dangerous that is. James concludes his letter with a word of encouragement to help believers keep it between the fence posts. In the 5th chapter of James, the 19th and 20th verse, the Bible says, "My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." The fact is, we are not designed to be alone. We need each other. It's been true from the very first day of creation. In the account of the first two brothers in the Bible, Cain murders his brother Abel. When he's confronted by God, he asks, "Am I my brother's keeper?" The answer is yes. We are our brother's keeper. We need our fellow believers, and our fellow believers need us. No one becomes a Christian planning to stray away from the faith, but sometimes we do. Most of us can point to someone in our life who stepped in and brought us back into a right walk with God. We all need those people in our life. We need to be those people for others around us, people who reach out in love and in grace and seek to encourage each other along the way. Sometimes when we look around us and see the horrible shape of our world, it's easy to just turn away in disgust and do nothing, but that's a huge mistake. I have a second cousin who drove up to his mother's house with a truckload of the biggest mess you can imagine. He unloaded this pile of gears and pulleys that were covered in dust and grease and dirt. And then he unloaded this wooden case that was scratched and nearly beyond recognition. But he started to work through that pile, taking each piece and restoring it to its original condition until finally he had rebuilt a beautiful pump organ, restoring it to all of its original beauty, both in sound and in sight. We were all once like that organ. Covered in the filth of this world, Jesus cleans us, He forgives us, He makes us brand new. We must never forget that He can do that very same thing for our friends and our family members and our neighbors who seem to us to be so far from God. You can play a pivotal role in God's redemptive process in the life of someone you know. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.